Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, December 23rd. Thousands will spend Christmas in immigration detention. More on one man's story next, but first, the headlines. We are in for a wet Christmas. Forecasters expect 4 days of rain beginning today, with possible flooding and thunderstorms tomorrow. AAA spokesperson Ann Jane Venegas says they're anticipating a record number of Southern Californians to hit the wet roads for the holidays. Almost 9 million drivers. AAA is expecting about 200,000 calls for roadside service statewide.
Traveling in bad weather conditions can be challenging and dangerous, especially for those who are not used to driving when it rains.
She encourages drivers to make sure their tires are properly inflated and their wipers are fresh. The rain should stop by Saturday, leaving cool weather in the 60s. In the last couple of years, there's been a lot of talk about what some have called a mass exodus from California. Well, I have some numbers for you that push back against that narrative. The California Department of Finance says the state of California grew by about 19,000 people in the 2025 fiscal year. This is the third year in a row that the state's population has increased, following two consecutive years of decline during the pandemic. Meanwhile, San Diego is the second most populous county in the state. There are over 3.3 million people here. That's roughly 11,000 residents added since 2024 for the county. Poway's City Council set a date to hold a special election. It will be held on June 2nd, the same day as the state primary. That will save Poway hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to estimates, and will draw more voters because of the state primary. The special election is to fill the now vacant District 2 seat previously held by Tony Blaine. Blaine resigned soon after voters recalled him. Blaine is currently facing felony charges like soliciting bribes and perjury. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.
More than 68,000 people nationwide will spend Christmas in an immigration detention center. Reporter Gustavo Solis says among them is an undocumented surfer who's been detained in Otay Mesa for months without a bond hearing or court date.
Tambra Sanders Kirk found out that ICE agents had arrested her boyfriend of 18 years with a voicemail.
He said, "I got picked up by ICE. I need to talk to you. Answer the phone when I call."
U.S. Immigration and Customs agents arrested her boyfriend, Hagop Karinian, at Camp Pendleton. He'd gone on an early morning surf trip and accidentally wandered onto the beach within the military base. It's been more than 120 days since Karinian's arrest. KPBS spoke with him earlier this month.
A lot of stressed out, sad people in here, actually. A lot of them. Nobody came and said a word to me for 2.5 months, actually.
A spokesperson for ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Karinian says that he came to the country legally more than 50 years ago. He was a permanent resident until 2005. That's when he lost his legal status because of a felony drug conviction. And for the last 20 years, Karinian has done regular check-ins with ICE every year. Sanders Kirk says that he has a work permit, pays taxes, and has not gotten in any more trouble with the law.
And he's done everything they've asked.
She won't be able to visit Karinian on Christmas Day. That's because visitation at the Otay Mesa Detention Center is only on Sunday. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
After recent anti-Semitic attacks on Jews in Australia and here in California, San Diegans from diverse communities came together yesterday to show solidarity with Jews in the county. Reporter John Carroll says they lit a 6-foot menorah in front of the county administration building.
The event was organized by San Diego County Assessor Jordan Marks, who is Jewish. Faith leaders stood beside elected officials to decry anti-Semitism as well as hate directed against any minority group. Mark says FBI statistics show that although Jews only make up 2% of the American population, they're the target of 70% of hate crimes on a religious group. Mark says that made the support of District Attorney Summer Steffen and Sheriff Kelly Martinez especially meaningful.
It was invaluable to our community, to me and my family. As you think about dropping them off for a celebration, I worry a little less. I get to celebrate a little bit more. Thanks to the community leaders and the elected leaders of San Diego County.
Holocaust survivor Ben Midler was also at the event. He echoed the words of Sheriff Martinez and DA Steffen in urging people to contact law enforcement if they hear or see someone talking about planning an attack. John Carroll, KPBS News.
The South Bay Union School District has officially selected 2 more schools to permanently close in the coming years. The district had already identified 1 elementary school to close at the end of this school year. Reporter Jacob Ayer says the school board's recent decision was met with significant pushback.
Facing a 40% decline in enrollment over the past 15 years and the loss of state funding that comes with it, South Bay Unified School District has added Sunny Slope Elementary and Berry Elementary to the list of schools they will permanently close in the near future. In May, the district said Central Elementary School would close at the end of this academic year. The district says it will help to deal with ongoing financial pressures. Vanessa Barrera is president of Southwest Teachers Association, who represents educators for the district. They're opposed to the closures.
Closing 2 additional schools is going to have a very negative impact on not just our students, but the community in general.
Sunny Slope is expected to close at the end of the 2028-29 school year, and Berry after the 2031-32 school year. South Bay Unified declined an interview and did not immediately answer specific questions about the school closure plan. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Navigating stress around the holidays can be challenging, especially with added financial pressures. Jacob Sedan is a therapist at Sharp Mesa Vista. He joined Midday Edition host Jade Hindman to share his thoughts on managing our mental and emotional health this holiday season.
A big theme this holiday season is expectations. Mm-hmm. We might have a very specific idea of how we want this time of year to look and to go. But is that something that's come up a lot with the clients you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Expectations about what the holidays should look like, what they have looked like, and what we think that they should look like this season really get into people's heads and in the way of them experiencing an authentic and good holiday season. Oftentimes people come in and they're stressed out about the way that things have been in the past, family roles and dynamics, especially when they think about going home to visit loved ones and the different things that that can bring up. And that can really, really cause them trouble. Mm-hmm. And so what we often try and do at Sharp Mesa Vista is encourage them to pause and ask themselves, what do I want this holiday season to look like? And then again, what do I want this holiday season to look like really? And that moment where they ask themselves, what do I really care about? What do I really value? What do I really treasure and want to experience during this time can bring a lot of clarity and can start to just shed some of those shoulds that they may have placed on themselves or that have been placed on them by other people.
Hmm. Well, now financial stress is also a major factor here, especially in San Diego, where, mm-hmm. you know, the cost of living is so high. How has that come up in conversation for you and your clients?
Yeah, it relates right back to expectations, things that we think that we should purchase for others, money that we think that we should spend is a really big problem for many people. We encourage people to kind of sit down and ask themselves what matters most. In my personal life, if I think back to the gifts that have been most meaningful to me, it's been something small, usually insignificant, but that really says that the person knows me and understands me. And so oftentimes people think that we have to go out and buy these lavish gifts for people and that this is going to show how much I care about them. And that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk through some possible scenarios here, starting with the holiday party. Say someone feels overwhelmed with all the small talk. What should they do?
It's a great question. Let's imagine that we're going to a holiday party and we're feeling anxious beforehand. First, we want to give ourselves a moment to pause and ask ourselves, what's coming up for me? How do I feel about going to this event? And even that pause beforehand where we can check in with ourselves can really start to reduce the anxiety. People often assume that if I focus or pay attention to whatever is bothering me, it's actually going to make it worse. And what we find in psychotherapy and what we see at Chart Mesa Vista is that when we look at the issue, it actually becomes a lot more manageable. And so when people think about going to these holiday parties, we want to pause and we want to ask ourselves, well, what am I thinking about as I go into this? What kind of experience would I like to have? Are there things that I may have done in the past or ways of interacting in which didn't feel comfortable for me and no longer work for me? And what would I like it to look like this time? And then scheduling some time to debrief afterwards, finding somebody who's safe, whether it's your therapist or a best friend or a confidant who we can debrief with afterwards, process the experience for ourselves, and then kind of figure out what worked and didn't work.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's another one. There's also this, the dreaded conversation at the dinner table for some folks. Maybe you have some relatives whose opinions you disagree with. How do you navigate that delicate social situation?
Yeah, this brings up a lot of anxiety for a lot of folks. Something that can be very helpful is kind of having our no's and our yeses ready. An example of that would be, I'm not going to be talking about politics this year, but I would love to hear about your kids' soccer. And so having a couple of responses ready about, hey, actually, I don't want to talk about that, but I would love to hear about this. So I'd still love to have a great connection with you and a conversation with you, but these topics, they're not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of 1-2 and having that ready can be really helpful.
That was therapist Jacob Sedan speaking with KPBS Midday Edition host Jade Hindman. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a team-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.